biggest thing in Superman news since the last Superman film in 1987. Next year, in June, Superman Returns. That's the name of the movie. That hits the big screen. But it seems there's another big thing that's really capturing people's attention. And this is all a little bit delicate, so I'll tiptoe my way through it. A British newspaper report has suggested movie bosses are very concerned about the size of Superman's bulge.
That bulge. I told you it was a bit delicate. There have been suggestions that Brandon Root, the unknown who's playing Superman, might have what they're describing as a distracting profile in that skin-tight suit. Not that baggy one that they usually wear. Hasn't always been the way with Superman. I don't know. Steve Eunice is the editor-in-chief of the Superman homepage at supermanhomepage.com. He joins me now. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm very well, thanks. Well, let's look at Superman's costumes over the years. Has it become more revealing and more skin-tight since those early days of Superman?
Well, in a way, I mean, in the 1950s TV series, it was more of a wool suit that was, you know, not so much a leotard as it has become. And I guess that's probably just because of technology with material. But so it wasn't as skin tight as what we see now.
I know, because Superman on the telly, his tights were almost baggy.
Yeah, you know, again, that was probably because of the material. And George Reeves, who was the Superman of that era, was not necessarily as muscular as what we attribute Superman to being today.
So he was almost sort of portly, wasn't he?
Yeah, a little bit.
Now, has Superman become sort of, you know, he has become more buff over the years. Is that because we are more body conscious? Is it just a sort of a Hollywood thing? What do you think the reason is?
No, I definitely think it's because we're more body conscious. You know, we attribute power to, you know, muscles to being powerful. I think in bygone era, you know, I mean, Superman's costume itself was modelled after the strongman from the circus.
Oh.
So, and they were more of a, you know, kind of a barrel-chested type of physique. And these days, you know, if you don't have the definition of muscles and the six-pack of, you know, your stomach and all that kind of thing, you don't look to be strong.
Right, okay. Of course, there's that intellectual strength that early Superman had. Maybe he could, maybe he was just brainier. Now, there was some concern about Christopher Reeve's codpiece back in his day.
Exactly, and this seems to kind of resurface every time a new Superman movie is being made. They had the same discussion back then about how big his, lower regions should be.
Isn't it, Steve? So what was the verdict on Christopher Reeve?
Well, back then, Ilya Stalkind, who was the producer, was putting the money forth for those movies, was of the opinion that Superman should be big, he's Superman after all.
Virile and all that sort of thing. What about Dean Cain on telly? Because he was another one who had a sort of a pretty good physique, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. He was a American football star before he became an actor, and I don't necessarily think that, you know, we never heard any discussions at that time about, that sort of thing, but it's resurfaced now for Brandon Routh, and but it's kind of the other way around this time. With Christopher Reeve, they wanted it big. Now they're saying that it's too big. Poor guy can't win.
No, you can't win. Now, Brandon Routh, I said Reeve, but it's Brandon Routh. Like a lot of the supermen, the blokes who've played the character at least, started off as unknown. Tell us a little bit about him.
Yeah, he's from Iowa in America, and has only really been in a TV soap. I think it was called One Life to Live, a day soap, and similar to Christopher Reeve, had only been on TV soap opera, and this is his big break.
Wow. Now, you actually went down to the set when Superman Returns was filming in Sydney.
That's right.
In his costume. How did that happen?
Well, they had been filming in various streets in Sydney, near the train station and near the fountain there in Martin Place, and they obviously had barricades and things to keep the public back, you know, as far as they could, but try to get the best vantage point, and saw him in the costume there in Martin Place, and it was a bit of a crowd there, but the security people did their best to keep the cameras and especially the film cameras from TV crews and things as far far back as they could and to try to keep the suit as secret as possible.
Wow. Now, what does it take to become the editor-in-chief of the Superman homepage? Tell us your story, Steve.
Well, basically, I've always been a Superman fan since I was a kid, watching the cartoons on Saturday morning TV. And then, you know, with the internet and being myself a web designer as a profession, I looked to the internet to see what was available and, you know, then just decided to build a website with a friend from overseas, and unfortunately he passed away not long after, and have continued on that tradition, and it's been online now for about 11 years as a hobby, and then a bit more as the years have gone by.
Wow, and how does Superman stack up against, say, your Batmans or your Spider-Mans? Does he still cut it?
Oh, definitely. Well, Superman was the original superhero that all the others were modelled after, so even 65 years after his debut in 1938, he's still going strong, and there's a lot of hype and a lot of buzz about the new movie coming out next year.
There certainly isn't. After this discussion, a lot of people are going to go along and have a look.
Well, hopefully they go for a bit more than that.
Oh, I'm sure we're not that shallow, Steve. Thank you so much for joining us.
Not a problem.
Steve Innes, Editor-in-Chief of the Superman homepage. If you want to have a squizzy, Superman homepage, one word, .com. It's 18 past 5.